This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for your green and gold update on Wisconsin Sports Daily, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook.
On 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
With Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
All right, let's get to it. This is the guy we've been talking about all day. He is Warren Sharp, Sharp Football Analysis. Follow him on Twitter at Sharp Football. Warren, thanks for coming on this afternoon here on a Friday. Appreciate it.
For sure. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, man. You've given me all kinds of content today. I think we filled up at least two segments today talking about your numbers that you tweeted out today at Sharp Football. So, highest percentage of receiver error causing incompletions. We explained this earlier, but from your Twitter account, but for people that may not have Twitter, explain what receiver error means in your mind.
It's more than just drops. It's looking at plays that the receiver should have caught the ball, but contacted with the ground and the ball was an incompletion. It's near catches near the sideline where he should have gotten 2 feet in bounds, didn't get 2 feet in bounds, where he fell down and should have probably been able to stay on his feet. And then they also chart if he outright stopped running his route. So, you know, they strip out miscommunication and other things where we're not sure if the guy was running the right route. You know, whose fault really is this? That's not part of the receiver error discussion. They are stripping those aspects out, but it's more than just pure drops. And so anytime that the receiver should have probably caught the ball because it was an accurate enough pass and it's going to be charted as a receiver error, that's what we're talking about today.
All right, so the Packers were essentially last in football last year. The Lions were the best in football. And if you go over the list that you had of the top 10, the Packers had double-digit wins. And for the most part, I mean, the Chargers and Steelers are among the bottom 10 as well. But outside of that, I mean, the Packers to win double digits, overcoming what they did with that wide receiving core is amazing.
It is, and I think that means that there's some untapped potential this season. You know, last year they did not have as many drops, as many issues for these guys. This year it was very problematic, and it wasn't just one player. I shared a couple of the guys. We saw Dontavian Wicks rank 102nd out of 103 qualifying receivers with 60-plus targets. And then Jaden Reed, he was the worst at 103 out of 103. So you literally had the two worst receivers out of 103 across the NFL. Two of them were playing for your team last season in terms of the incompletions that they caused for Jordan Love. And, you know, when we look at Jordan Love and we talk about what he could do and the franchise quarterback that he is and where he could take the Green Bay Packers, one of the things that I focus a lot on is early down efficiency. Early down efficiency drives more results in the NFL than most any other metric aside from like turnovers. And on early downs last year, Jordan Love was outstanding. He ranked number 4 in yards per attempt, number 5 in expected points added, number 8 in success rate. And this is including whatever drops occurred on those early downs. This is accounting for all of that. He was still a top 5 quarterback in multiple statistics on early downs. The problem is, you guys may have seen last year, I know it's, you know, almost June, and so football season is 6 months in the rearview mirror, but what we saw from Jordan Love and this Green Bay Packers offense was failures on third down. Love ranked 29th in yards per attempt, 30th in EPA, and 30th in success rate on third down. His completion rate ranked 35th in the NFL on third down. There, that is where most of these issues were. Most of the wide receiver errors were on third down. You guys led the NFL in wide receiver errors on third down. In fact, you lost more EPA on third down than any quarterback has lost since the year 2020. That's what Jordan Love lost last year. Jordan Love lost last year on third downs that his wide receivers were dropping or should have caught otherwise. And if they had caught those passes, Jordan Love's completion rate would have moved from 53%, which was 35th in the NFL, all the way up to 68%, which would have been number two in the NFL. And I can't tell you how much that would have swung a lot of the results in your games and maintained drives and kept drives alive. If Jordan Love, he was top five on early downs, if he had just been, you know, number two in completion rate on third down, but for all these receiver errors.
Dude, you're killing me on a Friday, Warren. You are killing me on a Friday. Warren Sharp, football analysis.
I didn't tweet that information. This is all stuff that I am working on as it relates to the book that I'm writing and the chapter on the Green Bay Packers that I'm going to be putting out there. So this is stuff later. Your listeners right now are getting a sneak peek. I haven't shared any of this, and I'm probably not going to until the book comes out.
And Warren Sharp has an unbelievable deal for you on this upcoming book that only you're going to get by listening to this show, so stay tuned for that. So I want to go back to Reed and Wicks. So the average error was 5.3% of incompletions due to receiver error in the NFL. Jaden Reed was 14.7%, nearly three times the NFL average. Wicks was 13.2%. And I asked you off the air, I was like, hey, if you got this, like, where were they last year? Were they this bad in 23 like they were in 24? And they clearly were not this bad in 23.
No, I don't know what it was with these guys. And like I said, it's more than just one guy. So then you're wondering, is it something related to Jordan Love? But, you know, we're charting only the balls that were accurate to these receivers. And in 2023, Wicks was 3.4%. The NFL average is around 5.3%.
Right.
So Wicks was well above average. And Reed was right there at average at 5.3%. So the seasons that they delivered last year, whether it was injuries or timing. You know, Jordan Love wasn't 100% the full season. Could there have been a little bit of timing? Was he not practicing as much during the week with these guys? Were they not running the same number of reps they did in the 2023 season? There's a lot of questions, and we don't know the answers to all of those questions. But what we do know is that this wasn't something that was expected for them to have to overcome in 2024 with these players. They did have to overcome it. They still won 11 games. If they can rectify some of this, and then obviously they drafted a couple of guys, build up that receiver core a little bit stronger, not have these issues in 2025 that plagued them last year, the sky's the limit for what this offense theoretically could do. Will they get up to the Detroit Lions numbers? Probably not. Why is that? Because the Lions play in a dome most of their games. So it's easier for their receivers to be able to focus and catch the balls. But for the Green Bay Packers, they should not be living in the number 32, like, worst team in the NFL as it relates to receiver errors.
Warren Sharp, Sharp Football Analysis. Follow him on Twitter at Sharp Football. I want to go back to Reed and Wicks right now. So they were really good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good or average. Now to the worst two in football last year. In your years of study, how often do receivers stay this bad year to year consistently? Because earlier in their show, I was like, there's no way they're going to be last and second to last in football 2 years in a row. There's going to have to be some improvement just by luck, if nothing else.
Yeah, exactly. Just by pure regression, it's going to get better. Even a guy like Kyle Pitts, who was terrible last year, the worst tight end in football. The year before that, when he was catching passes from like Desmond Ridder and guys that were less accurate than Kirk Cousins, he actually was better statistically in terms of drops and receiver error that was contributing to incompletion. So just naturally speaking, you're not going to have either of these guys anywhere close to 103, 102 like they were last year.
The other part about this that I'm curious about is, what about the other side of this? Teams that are really good, like the Lions were the best. They had the least amount of receiver error in the National Football League. How likely is it that they stay at the top of that food chain?
Well, like I said earlier, teams that are playing in domes in sustained environments, if you look at the top three teams on this list, it was the Lions, the Raiders, who you certainly wouldn't expect,
right,
and the LA Rams. All of those are dome teams. And so when you're playing in domes, the Arizona Cardinals are up here at sixth best as well, with receivers that aren't nearly as great. It's easier for those teams and their receivers to not contribute to errors when they're trying to catch passes. And so that is going to be a benefit to a team like the Lions next season as well. But we're going to see a little bit of regression. Now, Amon-Ra St. Brown is obviously elite, and he does a great job. He and Jared Goff have a lot of timing. Some of this, though, does relate to where are these routes being run, the depth of target. And so some of that might end up changing a little bit with the loss of Ben Johnson, for example, with the Detroit Lions now coaching for the Chicago Bears. So some of these receivers might be running slightly different routes or slightly different target depths. We know that they're going to try to keep most of the offense the same, but there are going to be some things that come along here where I would safely say, just like the Packers are going to regress a little bit better, the Lions are going to regress a little bit worse in this metric next season, but they're still going to have several advantages, being they play in a dome, they have some very skilled receivers that just don't drop the ball in general, including Amon-Ra St. Brown, who is a target monster for them, and they have a quarterback who has very good timing and acumen and works with these guys a lot. So they're always going to have a little bit of an upper hand in a metric like this.
I have one more thing that I did not prepare you on to talk about, but I was going through your Twitter and your posts, and I found something that we talked about yesterday on this show involving Trey Hendrickson, the Cincinnati Bengals defensive end. And I said yesterday on this show, you know, because there was a report from Jeremy Fowler that he may hold out games, he may not play this season, amongst the best guys in the league, getting pressure on the quarterback and getting sacks, double-digit sacks year to year, wants a new deal, so forth. And I said, man, I'd give up whatever. I'd give up a one, a three, a one, whatever to get him, because I think he'd make that big of a difference for the Green Bay Packers defense opposite of Rashawn Gary versus what they have right now. You have stats here on Twitter talking about Trey Hendrickson on the field versus off the field for the Cincinnati pass defense last 2 years, and it is mind-boggling, the difference.
Yeah, it really is. It makes you say, why in the world would they try not to pay this guy? The defense ranks number 32 in every single key metric related to pressure percentage, completion rate, success rate for opposing quarterbacks when he's not on the field. But when he's out there on the field, they're top 12, they're number 8 in all of those metrics. And he just makes a world of difference. And the key stat that blew my mind when I was researching it for the Bengals chapter of my book is that there are only three players in NFL history who have delivered back-to-back seasons of 17 and a half or more sacks. Reggie White, J.J. Watt, and Trey Henderson.
Yeah, he's not worth trading a lot for. Yeah, he's not worth trading a lot for, Warren. He's overrated. Clearly, the Packers should not want to trade for him. My goodness.
Right, exactly. So anybody who could get him, now, yes, his age is getting up there. And by the time he's played through this contract, how old is he going to be? Mid-30s, 34.
Yep.
He's going to getting into that age. But that being said, a lot of Bengals players or fans are wondering, why are they trying to do this? He signed his one-year extension prior to the 2023 season. He then delivered 17.5 sack seasons in 23 and 24 back-to-back years. He's deserving to sit out and not play his final year of his contract and try to get paid for a more substantial deal, three-year deal, etc. And if the Bengals are going to give it to him, they should try to get something out of it and give him some, give him to another team in the meantime, because to me, he's got a couple of good years left in his tank, and I think he could help a lot of different teams in this league with those types of numbers.
I'll tell you right now, T.J. Watt's hanging out in Pittsburgh hoping he signs a monster contract, because T.J. Watt's going to hop right on top of that and go, I want more than him, and try to take advantage of the next one. We're talking like $34 million, somewhere in that area per year probably. Warren Sharp, Sharp Football Analysis. Follow him on Twitter at Sharp Football. All right, tell us about your book, and tell us about the cool deal that you have for all of our listeners.
Yeah, so we've never done this before. I think I came on your show last year and gave a 50% off code closer to the start of the season. Well, guess what we're going to do this year? We're going to give all your listeners the chance to get this book for just $1. It's over 500 pages. There's a chapter on every team. It's going to be released early July, and it's going to break down every team based on what I expect them to do this upcoming season from a results perspective, how well I think their coaches are going to work with their new players and the results that they're going to have compared to all the other teams in their division and their conference, and obviously the rest of the NFL. So this book is really in-depth, over 500 pages, lots of action on the Green Bay Packers specifically. Go to sharp.football. You can punch that into any web browser. That option will take you to the page you need to go. So sharp.football. Enter the code PACKERS when you go to checkout. It'll drop the price of this book from $35 all the way to just $1. The best use of $1 that you're going to find between now and the start of the season if you're looking to get ahead in fantasy football or anything else related to entertaining yourself this fall.
Wait, hold the presses. You're saying this is going to help my fantasy football drafting?
Help your fantasy football drafting if you're looking to bet any futures in the NFL, anything related to intrigue with the NFL from any type of investment perspective, this book is absolutely right up your alley for sure.
Sharp.football. Click and you'll go click on the, when you ask for your code, right? Promo code, you put in Packers and it'll drop the price from $35 to $1 by simply going to sharp.football. Warren Sharp, thanks so much for coming on, man. Always appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Enjoy your weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.